Some of us may be in a state of anxiety or even stressed. Pastor Kala, tell us, what's the word God gave to you for us today?
The Lord will fight for you.
That's nice. Bring it on. Let's hear that out.
The Lord will fight for you. Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. This scripture offers a very important lesson that we often forget in our difficult times. It reminds us that we do not have to be in control, that we are not alone in our struggles, and that there is a greater power at work on our behalf. Let's journey back to the time of Exodus. The Israelites had just been freed from years of slavery in Egypt. Yet now they found themselves standing at the edge of the Red Sea, trapped with Pharaoh's army rapidly closing in. They were filled with fear, anxiety, and panic. Moses, however, stood as a beacon of faith among them. In this moment of paralyzing fear, Moses assured them with these comforting words, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." With these words, Moses emphasized the divine power at work, the mighty hand of God that was ready to intervene. Imagine the reassurance this message might have brought to the Israelites. They were asked to just be still. This means they were to stop fretting, to stop being anxious, and to just trust and wait on the Lord. Today, maybe you are in a similar predicament. You may be standing at the edge of your Red Sea, beset by personal challenges and crisis. You may be facing health issues, financial difficulties, relationship troubles, or countless other trials. In the midst of these situations, you need to surrender your battles to the Lord and just be still. Just as God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, today He works in miraculous ways in our lives. We may not always see an immediate path through our challenges, but we can trust that God is at work. In these moments, just pause and remind yourself of Exodus 14:14. This scripture doesn't promise that we won't face challenges, but it does assure us that God will fight our battles. In that assurance, we can let go of our anxieties and fears. All you need to do today is to be still, to trust God in God's divine wisdom, and to wait patiently for His deliverance. He will surely fight your battles and bring you the deliverance and your victory. What is the Red Sea that you're facing in your life today? The Lord says, "The Lord Himself will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." You don't have to try to do anything on your own. You will fail. You might make things worse if you do things in your own strength and in your own wisdom. But if you trust in the Lord, if you heed to the Lord's word, and if you take God by His promise, saying, "The Lord Himself will fight for you and you shall hold your peace." If only you will just hold on to this promise and let God fight the battles for you, you will see the supernatural way God will intervene in your situation. The same God who parted the Red Sea for the Israelites and caused them to walk on dry ground brought them to the other side, while He caused Pharaoh and the entire Egyptian army to be drowned in that very same Red Sea. It's the same Almighty God who's able to part any Red Sea of trials and difficulties that are there before you. Take courage in knowing that the Lord is there for you today, that the Lord is whispering in your heart today, Do not be afraid. Just be still and know that I am God. I will fight for you and you shall be quiet. If you just hold on to this promise and keep trusting the Lord will come through for you. He will fight your battle and He will bring the victory and the deliverance you so badly need in your life. Trust Him and know the Lord will fight for you. Amen.
Yes, amen and amen. My Lord will come through for me and I will fight my battle. He will bring the victory and deliverance I need. That was Pastor Kala for us with the word of encouragement. If you want to get in touch with Pastor Kala, you may reach her on +919-7409-89306. Or you can email her on kalasamuel@gmail.com.